Weiter in Shas, we're above Metzia Daf Nun. Now, picking up on Nun Gimel Beis Bada 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 page 2, 4, 5 of them up from the bottom. Yibaylo. Continuing our question, our Inyan, continuing on in the Inyan of Chumash. Chumsha Milagav or Chumsha Milabar. When it says Chumash, is it from the inside or is it from the outside? What is it from the inside or the outside? From the inside, meaning, do we say that if let's say something's worth 20, so a Chumash of 20, 1/5 of 20 is 4. Or do we say that if you add the chumash to it, the way that we do is we take 20, put it into 4 equal parts, that's 5, 5, 5, 5, add the 5 to it, so now you have 25, now 1/5 of that, it's going to be 5. So it's milgav, then it's going to be 4, and if it's milbar, then it's going to be 5, in the example that we just gave. Amaravina Toshima, let's take a look from Erichin, Habaylim Omim Be'esrim. Let's say you have a field that's in the, it's going to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. It says Gabi Maktish Upode Akadesha, someone who's Maktish his field, and wants to now redeem it. Tanan Lobim Mesechus Erichin. So let's say you have this field, another auctioning it off, and the original owner says, I want to buy it, I want to pay 20. V'chol Adam Be'esrim. Another person comes in and says, I want to buy it for 20. Then what do you do? Habay Lim, the owners, Kodmi, they have Kadima. They're proud of him. Penishim, Mosif, and Chomish, because if they want to go and buy it, they have to add a Chomish. Rashi says, V'esim Shalahem, Havi Chavhei. Deilu Shar Kol Adam Lo Yosef Chomish. There's going to be 25 because no one else has Chomish. Omer Echad Arielai Be'esim Echad. If the owner says, I want to buy it, I'm going to give 20. Let's say someone else comes and says, he's going to give 21. Ooh, no he didn't. Beep, turn the page. Nun Dalit Amir Aleph. Then what happens? Habaylim. They give Nostim Esim Sheish. The owner has to give 26. Why 26? Well, 20 that he had bid, 5 of the Chomesh, and 1 because that was the bid that was made above him. Let's say someone says 22 Esim Shnayim. Habaylim Nostim Esim Sheva. Be'esim Shalosh, someone says 23, Abayel Mosin Esim Shmona. Be'esim Arba, 24, Abayel Mosin Esim Matesha. 29, Esim Chamesh, Abayel Mosin Shloshim. This should sound familiar because it just goes up. You have the fifth that's just added. Lefish Ein Mosif and Chomesh Al Eloy Shalzeh. We don't add the chomesh. We go to chomesh from the original bid that he had made, the 20, and then we just add the amount that he has to give. But nonetheless, what comes out, we see that it comes milbar. Rashi says, "Because others it would be 24. Why is it 25?" Shema mina anichinami kitanai says the Gemara. Maybe it's a machlokas tanayim v'yosaf chamishiso alav. The pasuk says when you're redeeming a non-kosher animal that was given to the Beis HaMikdash by the owner, says the pasuk, and he shall add its fifth onto it. Sheyehehu v'chum shel chamisha, what it means that its fifth together shall, it itself, sheyehehu v'chum shel chamisha, in itself will come out to 5 equal parts, right? Which comes out from the outside, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. It means its fifth means a fifth of the principle itself, which means from the inside. This person doesn't add a chomesh too. The Meister Shane, he's supposed to add, and he doesn't do it. Is it ma'akev? Does it refrain, hold back from actually working? Dalid Bidalid Parik. Do we say that 4 zuz of 4 Meiser Sheni are redeemed with 4 zuz? V'achnaf she'mosh of chomesh, and he adds a fifth by like it's like its own shtekel. Rashi says me'elav ein bechal apidyon sharba zuzin padu Meiser Shu kinegdam, and therefore alma chomesh lo ma'akev zamakev. Although my Rabbah chamisha Parik, no 4 are redeemed with the 5. The chomesh akev, therefore it's ma'akev. I'm Ravina Tashema. Hadamai ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo beer. Rashi says we're talking about over here Meiser Sheni of Damai. If it take off, if the owner redeems it, ve'ein lo beer, it's not beer. What is beer? B'shas shlishish and estavi yisrael levar kol ma'asoseim in a bayis. If they burn everything from the house, ve'lot says lemi shem rotsim to give it to who they want. Kedusiv miktzei shaloshanim ve'gomer. The lubulina strikes again, especially now because it was done by Pesach time. So Maisa Shein of Demai doesn't have Chomesh and does not have the idea of beer, of getting rid of it. Now, Ha Karen Yishlo, but what does it tell you? It doesn't have the extra stuff. But as Karen, as Maisa Shein of Demai, is subject to the laws of the Karen itself, meaning it can't be outside of Yishalayim. My time of what's pshat? Why is it that they made a distinction between Chomesh and in reference to Maisa Shein of Demai? Karen Dema'akev B'daraisa. Because the Karen itself is Ma'akev B'daraisa. But Isa Kidra Banon. Therefore, Midarabanan, Maisa Sheni, where we say Maisa Sheni of Demai also applies. But Chomish Dolomaki B'daraisa, it's not Ma'akev B'daraisa. Less of Dom doesn't apply by the Din of Midarabanan. Oh, so you see straight up. That not doing the Chomesh is not going to be Ma'akev. Let me get done. It says Machlokes Tanaim. No, says the Kamar. No, says the Chomesh. Somebody says the Chomesh. Shabbat says Omer Yochel. You could eat it outside of Yerushalayim. If you show Omer, Lo Yochel Keni outside of Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi near and Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. B'Shabbes sounds like he's talking about Shabbos for Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. B'Chol, it's talking about during the week. We'll be making of it Shabbos because you can't take off anything anymore anyway. But we won't be when it's talking about during the weekday. Yeah. And said that that's the case. That it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua and Eliezer argue even when it comes to a weekday. Rabbi Eliezer says that even on a weekday, it's more to the Maizah Sheni that we didn't do the Chomesh. And it says that when it says that the words of Yeshua seem to be talking about when it's during the weekday, Michlal de Pliya Fil B'Shabbos, it shows that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer are arguing even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says that one may not eat the stuff even if it's Shabbos. Myla Bahas Svarak Mifili, is that this is what they're arguing over? To Rabbi Eliezer, Sever Chomish Lo Ma'akev, he says Lo Ma'akev, Rabbi Yeshua, Sever Chomish Ma'akev. He says that is Ma'akev. So we see this is a Machlokas Tanoim. Says Gemara, no, Amar Papa, lo, and maybe not. The Kuli Amar Chomish Lo Ma'akev. Everyone says it's not Ma'akev. Ha'achav Chashinu Lepshiusa Kamifigli. And what are they arguing over? Whether we are Rechai, we're Choshesh for Pshia, for negligence, that people would never go ahead and put the Chomish. Rashi says Hatu Gamar B'Yeshua Lo Yochem Idar Abanan Gamar Shema Yifshav Yisayish for Lo Yitain Chomish. They're not going to give Chomish anymore. So therefore, that's what they're worried about. Meir Savar Chashila Pshiusa. One says, meaning Rabbi Yeshua, that we are worried about Pshiusa and paying the fifth. Therefore, they ask her to eat Meir Shiyat HaTev Yishalayim until you give the Chomish. Meir Savar Chashila Pshiusa. We're not worried about it. But Lizzie says, no, we're not worried this is going to happen. Therefore, the Ra'al Chacham didn't make this Gezeira. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan. Akol Molde Mehektesh Shechilo Evelin Maskim. In reference to Hektesh. Stuff that was muktash of the Beis Hamikdash, shechilel, that when he redeemed it, he didn't take off a chomesh, he didn't add a chomesh over there, that we're not worried about any sort of issue if he's going to be a pshia. Hol v'gizber in tovin osa v'shuk, because the gizber, the treasures are going to demand it from him in the shuk, and they come after him. Rashi says it's a chomesh. V'lekele mechash b'juz, I'm not worried that it's actually going to be a pshia over there. In fact, the Gemara, Hektish Lapligi, that I'm arguing about Hektish. Vatani Willington Abrai saw a nuss and a sakaran if somebody gave to the Beis Hamikdash, the Karen, you give it to give. Valona sent the Chomazin Chomash, but there's Omer Chilel. Then it works. Rechachamim Omer Lo Chilel. He was not, in other words, he consecrated. And he says, no, they didn't. I'm a rabbi near the Rabbi Eliezer, Hektish, Vidivri Chomim B'Meiser. It seems like the words of Eliezer in reference to the idea of Hektish, and the words of Chacham in reference to Meiser Sheni. Right? That is that Rebbe says that Midoraisa, the redeeming Meiser Sheni and stuff that's Muktash, is going to work even without a Chomesh. A Midorabanan, though, Meiser Sheni is not considered like it's deconsecrated until the Chomesh is added. The Chachamim were worried that if one was allowed to eat Meiser Sheni before the Chomesh is added, someone's going to be poshea to pay the fifth at all. In the case of Hektish, however, this is not, we're not worried because the Beis Hamikdash, the Gizbar is going to come after and get it from him. Now, Mid'amar Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Behektish. The fact that we said that Rebbe says that, oh, it seems like Rebbe Lezer is correct when it's talking about the idea of Hektish, Michal de Polig of Filib Meiser. It shows that Rebbe Lezer is arguing even in reference to Meiser. But it's got him near to Rebbe Chama Meiser. The fact that it says that it seems to be like Meiser Sheni, Michal de Inu Polig of Filib Hektish, sounds like he's arguing even when it comes to Hektish. Right? And this shows that against Rav Yochanan, that some Tanaim hold that even hektish stuff can't be redeemed without a chomesh. Rather, this is what Rav Yochanan really wants to say. It says everyone's masking by hektish. Let's go with that, the chomesh. I'm Rav Yochanan, a kol modem Shabbos behektish. Everyone agrees with hektish of Shabbos, Shechila, that was, it's mechulal, even it didn't, even if he didn't give chomesh. Why we make el? Chadr, of course, the Shabbos oneg. Because Shabbos koi is meant to be oneg. It's a mitzvah to eat and drink. They're going to come for them in the shuk, therefore we're not worried that they're going to be poshea. Okay. We say that hektish, stuff that's muktash, can't be mischal onto karka, onto land. Says Rashi, b'meseches b'choros, b'perek basra. You give the money, he goes. He has to be able to, and it becomes, it belongs to him. Chumsho. Rashi says, v'im ha-maktash yigal v'yosef chamishas kesef hekecha alai. Allah v'hayalo. Okay. Chum shama shi'ischal ala karka. Chum shama hu shi'ischal ala karka. Can the chomish be deconstructed into land? What about the extra fifth? You can't have the actual thing itself. Okay, so truma ena mishtalem eselam min ha'chulin. Truma is paid only from chulin. That's just truma zar ha'ochla b'shogi. It's by the accident. En mishtalem es mo'os ela perus chulin she ha'tashlum enasa truma. Kedichsiv bo'es ha'kodesh ma'ashe hu nosein lo nasa, because it becomes kodesh. Alma midi dechazi la'achi ba'inan. The Rechman Amr says, Gemara, nasa l'koin es ha'kodesh, because the pasuk says that if a man is going to eat from it, he does a b'shogi, he shall repay the coin to the holy to the coin, which means davar royal is kodesh, something that's fitting to become kodesh, which means that only stuff that is not hektish can be used to pay it back. Chum shamau sheishtal mishalom min achulin. Can, what about the chomesh? Can it be paid with something other than chulin? Rashi says, mos obegadim shavakesef. Case number three. Meiser ein mischalil al ha simon. Meiser can't be mischalil onto a coin that's not minted. Rechman amr v'tzata kesef yadcha. The rabbis kovet sheishalav tzura. It's not for tzura. Chum shomah sheishchal al simon. What about the chumsha? And for the Gemara, is galgal milso umata lakami de Rava. Eventually this came in front of Rava. Amr lo, he said to them, amr kra alav. When the Pesach says about the chomesh, it says, he shall add fifth onto it. The rabbis chumsha kamos. So, which is coming to include the fifth, then it's got to be the same as the thing itself. The fifth is paid only with that which is acceptable for payment of the actual principal as well. So all these cases that we just brought down, it's got to be done on the thing that it is done by itself. According to what Rav is says, the chomesh that's paid as a kenas for eating truma can be paid only with chulin. So the Gemara, we're going to bring a mishnah back it up. I'm Ravina, gonev truma v'lo achla. If somebody steals truma and doesn't eat it, mishalim tashlumi kefil d'me truma, is to pay double according to the price of truma. Achla, but if he ate it, the mishalim shnei kranim v'chomesh, is to pay two principles and a fifth. Karen v'chomesh men chulin, one karen v'chomesh from chulin, v'karen d'me truma. And the other principal can be paid with money according to that which is truma. Beep, turn the page. Nun dal mabe. Shema mina chumsho kemoso. We learn from here that the chomesh is treated like in itself. The chomesh is to be paid with the chulin, just like the principal is to be paid with chulin. Rashi says the mishtam pirus v'lo mos. Shema mina. Period. Now, what about another law? Amarava. Gabe gezel ksev. It says about stealing. Someone who steals and then he says he lies, says he didn't steal, and then he admits that he did. Rashi says, Gabi Oshem Gezeil, this is talking about having to pay by the Oshem that if someone steals, Im Gazav Kafar Vinishpa, he steals, he denies it, he swears, L'Sheker, Chamishisov, Chamishios, Harbe. What he has to do now, he's got to pay. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Gabi Gezel Ksiv the Chamishisov Yosef Alav," and add it's not Chamishiso or Chamish. When it says Chamishisov, it's fifths to it. It's saying it in plural. It's teaching that a person can be chayiv a number of them. Utanan, we're into the Mishnah of a Kama. Nasan was a Karen, if he pays him the Karen. A thief, he confesses he swore falsely. V'nishba lo al chomesh, and he swore falsely about the fifth, saying that he paid the fifth, but later admits the fact that he didn't pay the fifth. Hareza mosif chomesh al chomesh is to add a chomesh to the chomesh, right? We saw that. Gemara kept saying, if you add and you lie, and you lie, and then you pay, and you lie, and you pay. It keeps adding. Besides the chomesh, which he swore falsely, is to add a chomesh to that. Ad shi ismayda, Karen pogos mishavabruta, until it gets to the point where the amount that he's swearing falsely about is less than a shavabruta, and then he doesn't have to bring the chomesh anymore. Rashi's chomesh, umidchuyav kvar, vachosav, vachofer, vachori, Karen. Ad shi kfir, shuwa, sam pogos mishavabruta, until it's less than a shavabruta. Gabe Truma, what does it say about Truma? Ish ki yochel kodesh b'shgogav yosef chamishos olav. Somebody eats Truma. A non-Kohen eats Truma. B'shogeg, he has to add a fifth to it and repay, you know, to the Kohen. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah about this. Ha'omer Truma b'shogeg, Truma b'shogeg. Somebody eats Truma b'shogeg. B'shalom Karen v'chomesh. He has to pay Karen and a chomesh. Echad ochel v'echad eshose v'echad esach. However he did it. Echad Truma tahor v'echad Truma tameya. B'shalom chomesh v'chomesh v'chomesh. He has to pay a fifth and a fifth of the fifth. Okay, so this is all different types of fifth that happen. Now, v'ilu gabe meiser, when it comes to meiser, meaning meiser sheni, lo mechtav ksiv, it's not written straight up, but the Torah didn't tell us that one can be chayev to give a fifth of a fifth. V'lo mistatani, sasu natani mishnah, v'lo ibayi ibayilan. And we didn't even have a question that one should give a fifth of a fifth. Okay, so a fifth of the fifth. Yeah, now Gabi Hektish. So what do you say about Hektish? Vima Maktish Yigal is based over Yosef Chamishis Kesef Harkav, the one who consecrated will redeem his house. He shall add a fifth of the money, right, the value. Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah coming up. Tomorrow's daf. Apodes Hegadesho, Mosef Chomesh, one who redeems his property is consecrated, he adds a Chomesh. Chumshatanan, the Mishnah says a Chomesh, a fifth. The Chumshalotan, it doesn't say a fifth of the fifth. So we see from the Mishnah that we don't have the fifth of the fifth there. Mai, so what's going to be the din of the fifth of the fifth by property that's mukdash, mukdashed property? Gabi Truma Ksev Yosef. Okay, let's take a look. By Truma, it says, and he shall add its fifth. Gabi Kodesh Nami Ksev Yosef. And he shall add. Right? So we had both of those saying it. So therefore, we can learn a similar din by Hektish because he uses the same word. Oh, so we add the fifth to the fifth. Odilma, maybe make a difference between Truma and Mukta and Hektish. Because Gabe Truma Ksev V'yosaf, it says, and he shall add, right? V'yosaf Chamishiso, he has to add its fifth. Ishakot Le Levav de V'yosaf, if you would take the letter Vav of V'yosaf, V'shadis Le Al Chamishiso, then and add it to the word V'chamishiso, Havale Chamishisov, we would read it as its fifths in the plural form. But this wouldn't apply to the case of Hektish. Gabi Hektish says v'yosef chamishis v'af al gav d'chishakot lei vav v'yosef v'shadis lei al chamishis sof sof havelei chamishiso. All it's going to say is that it's fifth and not multiple. So according to this, there's no need to pay fifth of the fifth when you would take off Hektish. So the Gemara wants to know why Rava didn't answer this question about the Hektish from the following. We typically the Havale Hektish Sheni. Why don't we just get the din over here from the fact that the Chomesh is like Hektish Sheni, right? We know that a fifth is paid when you redeem stuff that he was Makdish. The Kedusha of it, you know, comes from the Kedusha of the original thing. So the redemption carries only a secondary Kedusha. Typically, the Havale Hektish Sheni. Vam Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, a Hektish Rishon Mosef Chomesh. A Hektish Sheni a Mosef Chomesh. You only add a Chomesh on the original, not the second one. And since the Chomesh that an owner pays when redeeming his property only has a secondary type, then he shouldn't have to pay an extra Chomesh when he redeems it. So then what was even the question originally? He said, do you do fifths in plural? And for the Gemara, well, that's what he's saying. Chomesh ketchilas hektish dami. The fifth is like the primary kedusha. The kedusha of the added chomesh is not looked like secondary because it's not to anything of the original, right? It's its own. It is the original thing. So therefore, the rule that the redemption of secondary kedusha doesn't cause a chomesh doesn't apply over here when you're doing this one. Mayavele, what came out of this? What ended up? What's the answer? Amar tefiyun mishendo abaye. Amar kura. The pasuk says v'yosef chamishis kesef erkecha. It says by hektish that he shall add up a fifth of the erkecha of the value. Makish chum shel kesef erkecha. So what we do is we have a hektish of the fifth to the money that you're evaluating the keren. Teaching you what? Ma kesef erkecha mosef chamish, just like the kesef erkecha, the redemption or the value of the money of what it is of the keren. You add a fifth. Av kesef chumsho, so too the redemption of the money used for its fifth. Nami mosef chamish, you also add a fifth to it. So the Gemara breaks down. Gufa, Amar Bishum and Levi. Hektish Rishon Mosef Chomesh. For redeeming property that bears a Hektish Rishon, the primary Kedusha, the owner adds a fifth. While Hektish Sheni in Mosef Chomesh, on the secondary, you don't add a fifth. Amar Rava, my time in Derby Yeshua, and Levi, what's the reasoning? Amar Krav, in Maktish Yigal's Beso, and if the one who's consecrated it will redeem his house, he's add a fifth. Hamaktish Velo Matvis, one who is Maktish the house, but not the one who just transferred the Kedusha to something else. So if somebody redeems an item that he was maxis in the first place, he adds a chomesh. But if it's something that he had used to redeem something else, he doesn't add a chomesh. Tani Tana Kameh the Rabbi Elazar. Ivim Babahema Tameu Padabarakacha. The Torah says, and if the item that he is maktish of a non-kosher animal, he should redeem it to according to the valuation and add a chomesh to it. The Torah says specifically a non-kosher animal to teach us Mabahima Tameh Miyuchad. It's like something very specific. Shetchilasa Hekdesh, that it carries its own Kiddusha Vakula L'Shamayim, and all of it is given to Shamayim. Rashi says, She'ain L'Bailim Ba, Klum, they don't get anything. The Stam Hekdesh Behemet Tameah, L'Bedek Abayis, who he goes to the Bedek Abayis, Umo'olim Ba, someone who takes anything from it, gets is over at Me'ila, over in Isra Me'ila, Af Kol Shetchilasa Hekdesh Vakula L'Shamayim, Mo'olim Ba. So too, you're going to be Mo'el from such a thing. Right, it's got to be Hektish Rishon, and it's Kula L'Shamayim. Now, Frech Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Lazar Latana Bishlam Kula L'Shamayim. What can we understand the case that Me'il is going to apply to something that's all L'Shamayim? L'Muti Kachem Kalim is coming to exclude Kachem Kalim. Kaven de Islahu L'Bailim B'Gabayim, because the Bailim gets some of it. Less B'Me'ilah is no Me'ilah. El Tchilas Hektish, but when you talk about the idea of Me'ilah applies to only something that is Kedusha Tchilas Hektish, as if it's primary Kedusha, the Mutei was coming to exclude. Tchilas Hektish Hu de Is B'Me'ilah, Sof Hektish Less B'Me'ilah. You want to say that if there's a primary Kedusha, then it's going to be over Me'ilah, and Sof Hektish Less B'Me'ilah, but if it's a secondary Kedusha, it's not going to be Me'ilah. We know that's not the case. It's going to be Me'ilah even if it's secondary. So says the Gemara, okay, this is a problem. So he says that maybe we're not talking about the regular Mila. Dilma le'inyan chomesh kamart. Maybe we're talking about that somebody who redeems property has to add a chomesh. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that this din applies to an item that only has the original Kedusha. Amalei says in a chinami. Yep. That is what I was saying. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great day and a freilichim Pesach.